women human rights defenders have to navigate their way in between patriarchal norms, traditional gender roles, sexual and gender-based violence, and hate speech while fighting for human rights. In other words, fighting for human rights as a woman is risky business. Welcome to The Three Women, a campaign by Defend Defenders and African Defenders about women human rights defenders in Africa in relation to 16 days of activism. Episode 3, The Story of Kaya.
Kaya, the famous human rights defender, the village champion, to what do I owe this pleasure? Mr. Tapiwa said with sarcasm in his voice. Kaya shifted uncomfortably in her seat. There was something about this guy that didn't sit well with her. But what choice did she have? She had travelled almost 400 kilometres and he was the only one who had agreed to meet her. I need your help, she said finally. Oh, he feigned surprised. I'm being attacked back home. Some days ago, the police broke into my house and stole very important documents. Tapiwa leaned back in his chair and started caressing a folder on his desk. Stole? That's a very brave accusation. From what I understand, you're suspected of brewing illicit alcohol. Kaya burst out laughing at the sheer ridiculousness of the accusation. We both know that's not true, she said. Tapiwa shrugged. If that's what they say happened, that's what I'm inclined to believe. Kaya sighed. They stole our land. Someone has to stand up to them. We had a life. I'm determined to stand up and speak until we get our ancestral land back. Tapiwa leaned forward. Kaya, I want nothing but for you to get your land back. These are also my tribesmen. So help us. These charges are not fair. I didn't do anything wrong. Her face crumpled. She looked away to avoid him seeing her tearing up. Kaya, my hands are tied. You're messing with very powerful people. Besides, this is development. You cannot live in the past. Change is coming, and it's wise for you to embrace it. Mr. Tapiwa did not seem to care that his version of development meant displacing people from their homes in order to make money. He reached across the desk and grabbed a box of tissues, handing them to her. And anyway, the people you are fighting for do not want you to. Kaya rejected the box of tissues. It was true that she had clashed with the tribesmen. They were patriarchal, and many felt uncomfortable having a woman speak on their behalf. This frustrated Kaya, because the elders had done nothing to stop the government and the big corporation from taking their ancestral land. For months, they had helplessly watched their houses being destroyed, their trees cut to the ground. When she decided to stand up and speak about what was going on, she had ruffled a lot of feathers, including the men of the tribe. Kaya managed to bring a lot of visibility to the issue. That's when the threats had started. But she still continued. She managed to get the courts to hear her case. But that was when the local private security company had colluded with some men from her tribe to plant the illegal alcohol in her house so that they could discredit her character and make it hard for the courts to take her seriously. They had also taken some important documents that she was collecting for the case. So, you're just going to sit in this office while your people suffer? Kaya said while gesturing around the room. It's your job to listen to us and act. Tapiwa chuckled. I like you, Kaya. Your drive and tenacity are amazing. He opened the case file sitting on his desk. I cannot stop them from taking your land, but my word goes a long way, and I could even make this little nuisance about alcohol go away. What do you want? Kaya asked, recognizing the direction the conversation was heading. Tapiwa chuckled, clearly amused by the exchange. I like you. You're a smart woman, blunt, straight, to the point. I don't have money, if that's what you're after. Tapiwa shook his head. He moved his chair closer to her. I wouldn't be asking you, a beautiful woman, for money. But your problems could magically disappear if only you... Kaya abruptly removed the hand that was reaching out to her leg, almost vomiting in disgust. You're a pig, she said in anger, rushing out of the office. Wrong choice, Kaya, he called as the door slammed shut behind her. Outside of the office, blinded by her anger, she bumped into a lady. She lost her balance and almost fell, but the person caught her. I am so sorry, she said breathlessly. Hey, it's okay. Are you okay? The woman she bumped into asked. Kaya managed to nod, trying to catch her breath. She saw many women chanting in the street. You're the woman I saw going into Mr. Tapiwa's office, Ayatunde said. Kaya nodded. I take it didn't go well. He wants me to sleep with him so that he can help my community. I'm sorry you had to go through that. My name is Ayatunde. Why don't you come and join us? Ayatunde said, gesturing at the group of women behind her. Martha held out her hands toward Kaya and Ayatunde. They all linked hands. Are you ready? Martha said, all the women nodding. Good. Now let's go fight for our rights.